Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today we're going to be all over the place as per usual. So if I sometimes lose you, don't worry about it. I sometimes get lost myself. It's the norm in today's times. We are in such a total disarray with so many events happening. It's beginning to look like a theatrical comedy on this planet. I was just talking to somebody earlier today from Alberta, how it appears that sometimes it's almost as if, and again, this is just maybe my imagination or whatever, but it's almost as if the entities on this planet have said, look at these F-tards. Look at them. They're so stupid. We can tell them whatever bullshit we want to tell them, and they believe it. In fact, we get a couple people saying certain things, and they'll follow it without question. And it's what it is. And it's true. It is so true. It's almost as if every demonic entity... I'm trying to keep it clean because I'm on the air and I know I gotta somewhat censor myself to some degree. But every demonic entity has said, hey, take a look at the earth. Wow. They are really dumb down there. Let's see what mayhem we can cause. That's what it appears. Now I'm coming from this from another angle as well. I was watching somebody sent me something, a guy named Max Egan. And this guy had a revelation. Oh man, he had a square beam him square in the head. And he admits it wasn't God, it was technology. And he kept on reiterating how this was all technology, technology, technology. And it took him a couple of days to process everything, and then he came up with this thing about a troop trap. Those people who are speaking the truth are entrapping themselves. And when they die, they're put in this whatever dimension. I wrote him back, and I... specifically, told him that he got hit with a AI beam. The AI downloaded whatever they downloaded in him. Told him he needed to redefine his belief systems because what he's got is basically, you know, keeping him hooped. I'll read you what I wrote. What you got was AI downloading, and this is for everybody, so you get this, so you don't get thinking you're getting some sort of supernatural revelation from the universe, and the universe is now speaking to you, and you are now, oh, the universe, oh, the universe, universe, all that bullshit, this new age horseshit. Yeah, I'm just calling it what it is, because that's what it is, just bullshit, misleading, misdirect, you know, distortion of reality, whatever you want to call it. What you got was an AI downloading you and what you thought you were processing was AI running a program in your head. They're going to take you out is what it looks like to me from my end. When you said about the truth movement, I was in hysterics. Because you're saying that those people in the truth movement are going to put themselves in a trap in the future. I'll get into that as we keep going on. Your AI routine was coming in loud and clear, but everyone who was doing... very serious research on any subject matter, ongoing and current, gets hit with this regularly, and eventually you wig on the fact you are being manipulated, which suggests in the future you get this kind of shit going through your head, challenge it, where it's coming from, why is it coming after this subject matter, no one can control AI, it operates at 50 million computations per quanta second, it can read your neurochemistry, can access your brain, and will target sectors to access memories or thoughts, and then play you based on what you believe. And bud, you may want to redefine those. The truth movement is what this thing is afraid of, because people found out the truth that what powers AI is information, and you mentioned this. It's not about locking us down with that reality. It's about using this to assimilate you in the here and now, and not in the hereafter. The core of the operating system on AI is DNA, yours included, with whatever facts or delusions you have is of no consequence in the usage of your DNA. But as long as it can keep you distracted with inconsequential concepts, then you're hooked. I see it all the time, and would suggest reevaluate your beliefs. They are wrong. And the guy you quoted, what a joke. When you get hit with this, after it runs in your head, what appears to be minutes, but it's actual seconds, stop the thoughts and ask, where is it coming from? And then you evaluate, why is it hitting you in the arena, in that arena? There is something that is trying to either manipulate, contort, or trap you. Don't be quick to jump in the media. You could be being utilized to cause some chaos and distortion. Give it a few weeks till the effects of the AI has worn off, or till you get a proper evaluation, most of what you said was bullshit. The thing you keep saying over and over was that a valid square beam was tech and tech and tech and tech. You should have figured out that the tech download and what you were reeling off was what it wanted you to say. So, this goes on for anybody who thinks, and I shouldn't say think, anybody who's doing anything, don't care what you're doing. Whether you're a minister preaching the gospel, whether you're a minister preaching about the effects of current status with nanotechnology, AI programming, whatever. If you're a minister, a priest, if you're a professor of a university, if you are a leader in some kind of technology and understanding the influences of this technology and seeing the hazards of it. If you're speaking the truth in any way, shape, or form, if you are a truther or truth seeker, don't let a guy like this mislead you with the bullshit that he was coming from. This was so new agey and so ridiculously stupid. You know, when you hear him, he's on the BitChute. It's called Truth Trap. If you want to go listen to him, I don't normally push. Stuff like this, because I mean, it's just so retarded, it's not even funny. But when you are in the realms that most of us are in, who are trying to discover answers and get to the bottom of things, there has this tendency for artificial intelligence or entities, if you will, to try to influence your thinking by hacking your brain or hacking your thoughts or accessing different networks of your brain. I've spoken about this in the past. So if you hit the right side of the brain, this is the side where you've been, you know, violated, you're agitated, aggregated, you've been humiliated, you've lost battles, whatever. All the negative things that could have happened to you. The left side of the brain is the seductive side, the music, the art, the television, the movies, the sex, the food, you know, whatever, the pleasurable moments of life. And in the frontal lobe of the brain, it can come in with a distortion. You can see somebody that you know, somebody you're very familiar with, somebody that is an acquaintance of yours, and all of a sudden the activity becomes completely distorted. This is all being hacked and violated and accessed by technology. And we are being hacked all the time. And the more you understand the nature of artificial intelligence and what's going on with it and how it can now monitor you around corners, how it can read your thoughts, how it can actually has a predictive programming based on the information that has gathered on you, it can have some predictability about what you're going to do, where you're going to go, because we are predictable. You get up in the morning, hit the alarm, slap the wife, take a shower, pet the dog, have a coffee, get in the car, go down something highway, get to work, 8:15, 8:30, you plug in. You know, 5 o'clock, you know, sorry, 10 o'clock, you have lunch, a break. 1 o'clock, you have lunch. 3 o'clock, you have break. 5 o'clock, you go home, get in the car, head to the bar, come home, you know, kiss the dog, smack the wife, whatever. It's usually how that goes. Somebody's going to say, you really got it hard for women. No, this is what usually happens. And the same thing is done every day. And then on the weekends, you go shopping. You go to the same grocery store, take the same road, same pathway, whatever. Or you go out to an event that's coming. And this thing can read what you're doing before you have figured out what you're going to do, because you're that predictable. Okay. So when you get a guy like this, and there's some question about his relevance, if he's not a gatekeeper or whatever. And again, I don't know what he is. I don't listen to this guy that often, but somebody directed me to him, and so I decided to go listen to this guy, and I heard what I heard, and I said, well, they got his number, and they hacked him, hacked his brain, put some bullshit into his head, and now he's spewing the crap. Be careful when you hear stuff like this. Anybody telling the truth, and someone's going to tell you this is a truth trap, really? You can tell that is coming from a program. And anybody who is speaking the truth is going to get hit with all, you get hit with all kinds of stuff in your head. You have no idea. I get hit with it all the time. I don't respond to most of it. Most of the time I just look at it and say, where is this coming from? Or I know it's coming from artificial intelligence, and it's trying to hack me down. It's trying to get me to say stuff that it's not of any relevance. But I can see this because I've been dealing with it for a long time. See, the one thing about being hit with nano poisoning, and I don't encourage it, to be honest with you, but the one thing about it is it has forced me to look at reality from a whole different angle. See, the reality I was looking at before I got hit with this was all about herbs, vitamins, supplements, and things of this nature. And it doesn't mean, and it hasn't deviated me from this, but it also now has made me to incorporate other things that had to be incorporated because these things are not enough. Someone sent me a thing about cat's claw. Really, cat's claw? You know, they don't get it. They don't want to listen. I'm not sure what the problem is. We've been telling people for the longest time this is nanobiotechnology. And when anybody's using any kind of herb that's going to reduce biofilm, they all of a sudden get all excited because, oh, they stopped the assembly. They didn't stop the assembly. They stopped the biofilm production. That's all they've done. Now what's going to happen is the technology is going to change, morph, and advance itself in a different way. You know, until people start paying attention to the details of the technology part of this, nothing is going to work. And when I hear people saying stupid crap like this, it tells me they're still about 15 years or further behind. If they haven't figured out yet the distinction between biofilm and the technology advancing, and they'll see it, it's not going to go away. They can take whatever herb they want, and I encourage you, take a dozen, take 2 dozen, take 100 dozen. All you'll wind up doing is lowering the biofilm until you deal with the actual programming and the assemblage, the replication, the repair part. You are going to just spin your wheels. That's the bottom line. You don't get that, you're hooped, and you will suffer and suffer and suffer until one day you're either dead or wish you had paid attention. We've already seen one person die using the wrong technology, using a spooky machine. 2 years she was dead. They had taken her over. The thing had highly replicated itself, where it just took over her body in less than a day. And then the torment began. Then the vexations began. Then the program began. Then they started shutting down her spine. They started shutting down her limbs. They kept her awake at night. They put horrific visuals in her mind. This was going on for 2 years before she finally died. All because of this device. And we had told her and warned her, any direct assault on this technology will further cause it to morph, replicate, and advance. Didn't listen. She decided to hear somebody, some quack, on the YouTube channel, and that's what happened to her. I'm pumping this out so that you don't make the same mistake. And the people that are talking about it, that seem to know what they're talking about or seeing some results, these are the ones that nobody's paying attention to. That's okay. Our time is coming. You know, sooner or later, someone is going to say, "Do you hear about so-and-so?" Because by that time, then perhaps, maybe, they will be ready to listen to what we had to say and how to deal with it. It's not braggadocio, it's experience. We've been there, we've done that, done the research, done the exploratory, done the experimentation, and we see what we've seen. Not saying that there's not any more room for improvement, but when we have seen what we've seen and shown what we've shown, and I'm a herbalist. If anybody would have been able to knock this thing out with a bunch of herbs, cat claw or whatever, I'd have used something far stronger than cat claw to knock this out. Didn't happen. Doesn't work. You have to use a combination of different types of chemistry and or frequencies, using EMFs or whatever, ionizations or other things, in order to put a stopgap measure on this, or to disengage it, or to cook it out of the system. If that's not being incorporated, then I don't know what you're doing. That's the end of the story. Everybody's using some kind of tech to help them get through this. Everybody that I know that's seeing any kind of success, they're using something. So I would encourage you not to get sucked in when somebody starts speaking in the reality of, or not the reality, in their reality, some visual vision they got because they got hit with a square beam in the head, and then admitting that it's technology. It just goes to show that sometimes some of the gurus need to catch up. I'll leave it go at that. There's a lot happening, and a lot's happening all at once. It seems like there's some major transitions going on, and we all need to be aware that these transitions are expediting infections, expediting changes. Look at the stuff going on in China right now. A new SARS now is affecting Japan. Do you ever really sit there and think, well, why is this SARS targeting Asian people? So we got health issues and diseases here in the United States and Canada, and we have to assume the same thing. So why is it targeting certain cultures? Why is it targeting the Europeans, for example? Why is it targeting those people from Africa or those people from the Caribbean? Why is it targeting those people from the Hispanic cultures? Why is it targeting those people from the Baltic states? Why is it targeting the people from Australia? You know, when we see stuff like that, we should be questioning this. We should be questioning, why is it that this is affecting only the people in India or those of East Indian descent? They're already all over, all the way to Canada, and they're getting afflicted. What's going on? And you're some bullshit. Well, they visited India and got infected. Okay. Yet the infection is spreading only among those people from India? Think about that. Now the same thing's going on with people in Japan. Turkey, somebody sent me a thing about Turkey now having scabies. This isn't scabies, this is nano. When countries are not falling in line, it seems like something happens. Just my observation on it. Seems like something happens. And when you got, you know, things going on in Australia, you know, fires burning, directed energy weapons targeting specific areas, and there's an influence of China involved there, kind of makes you wonder, is Australia the prototype of things to come, where if China decides to buy a good portion of the land in America in exchange for its debt, and they decide they want certain specific areas for themselves and only themselves, are they going to use directed energies to burn people out of their property? No longer have no place to go to because it's gone. Oh, and the insurance companies just conveniently went broke. They went belly up. The only thing you're going to get from the government is a couple thousand bucks, which will give you your first and last month's rent to go rent an apartment. Does that ring a bell? Could that possibly happen? I think that's what we're going to be seeing down the land down under, where they had directed energy weaponry thunder. New Zealand's probably going to be next. It just seems to stand to reason. China's also got their eye on New Zealand. You know, it's funny because a lot of people I knew years ago went down to New Zealand thinking they were going to be living in a nicer, quieter place in Australia. I wonder how many of them are going to be coming back now.
Going back to Canada, it's safer there.
Yeah, they're getting hit with tsunamis and radioactive fallout and nano poisoning, but it'll be safer there. Genetically engineered foods and vaccines. Wow, we're going to get vaccines. I got a call, an email earlier about, vaccine indoctrination and the bullshit on safety in Canada. See, in Canada, we don't have mandatory vaccination laws. Federal government protects the Canadians across the country from being vaccinated, you have an opt-out here, whether through religious or spiritual beliefs, or through or as a result of health conditions, you can opt out. Or you can opt out as a conscientious objector. Because, after all, we do have aborted babies in there, so some Catholics may actually, take up to their faith and their beliefs and say, no, I'm not taking that vaccine, you have aborted babies in this, I'll pass. Or some Hindus might say, no, you have cow parts in there, I'll pass. Or you may have Hebrew and Islamic, or people from the Middle East saying, who are Muslims, are saying, no, I'll pass, you've got pig parts in there, things like this nature. Or there's blood in these vaccines, so nobody wants it. So again, we don't have that here in Canada. So now they're trying to shift the truth, which is par for the course. Now I'm hoping Canadians are not stupid enough to fall for the propaganda. Now, if you feel yourself sliding into that realm of bullshit, I'm just going to call it what it is, and you're having an F-tard moment, a real F-tard moment, then go to my website. There's a vaccination link on the main page. Take a look at it. Then look at the recipe for the YouTube link, if that hasn't convinced you. There now is an excipient page, a government documented page. Wow, where the government is telling you that these vaccines are toxic. And the creme of the creme, the United Nations just came out this week and have admitted that vaccines are dangerous. UN scientists admits to vaccines are dangerous. Now, you have to think, what in bloody hell is Canada doing? Coming up with propagation and bullshit to get Canadians to believe that vaccines are safe when the UN is saying they're not. Wow, you have a problem here, don't you think? Maybe there's a conflict of interest. Maybe, perhaps, the drug companies in Canada, the pharmaceutical companies, are wanting more money at the expense of Canadian blood. Imagine that. Your children are being sacrificed to the altar of pharmacopoeia. You are running to a doctor to get a shot because, oh, they might get measles. Oh, measles, oh my God, oh, the measles, oh, give me the vaccine. Dumbass. In fact, measles is what triggered the immune system. But again, they have buried that information. So instead of you having any common sense, some of you, you react with an emotional reaction without thinking. You're in a panic state because you don't pay attention to the facts or the reality of those facts. You will listen to a television network lining you up with all kinds of bullshit, having some actor. See, actors are paid liars. This is what actors do. They get paid to lie. So they come up with somebody who comes up there who's lying through their teeth, looking very stoic and very serious and very professional, if that's what you want to call that, because that's the image that they got us thinking. And when we see a doctor or see somebody of the medical practice or somebody in the scientific community, they come off with a certain look, a certain demeanor, a certain oomph to them. All bullshit. All of it. Anyway, when they come out with their propagation and about whatever, you have to understand something. When they do interviews with people and ask them about the safety of vaccines and then propagate their view, they're not allowing all the sides to speak. They give you a certain perspective or image of this, but there's not a true bias here, or there is a true bias, sorry. It's not an unbiased show you're watching. It's a deceptive show. Television is a lie. It always has been a lie. It's a place of illusions and bullshit. It's a place where you go and sit in front of and get programmed and have your brain hacked so they can propagate into your brain to some sort of subliminal messaging. Get your child vaccinated. Get your child vaccinated. Get your child vaccinated. So before you know it, you get up and you think, well, I should get my child vaccinated. That's what they tell you. Oh, go see your doctor. Take statins. Go see your doctor. Take statins. And you go see your doctor and he offers you a statin. And you don't make the connection. Maybe I got programmed. Maybe I got hacked. It's a lying device. Totally, totally bullshit. Okay? And you got to start waking up to the reality that we are under a high level of assault. what do you want to call it, the devil, Lucifer, fallen angels, what do you want to call it, aliens, what do you want to call some universal entities that are coming from the dark side of the third dimension and the fourth galaxy, or whatever you want to call it, we are being assaulted. We are being taken apart at the seams because nobody is paying attention to the facts. Nobody. Okay. And those that are, those activists that are, the people that are seeing the truth, that's like a very small percentage. So when I'm saying nobody, I'm not including everybody in this. I'm including the nobodies that aren't paying attention, or too busy watching their hockey game, their basketball game, their baseball game, their football game, their soap operas, their special comedy shows, their cartoon shows, whatever, their YouTube channels. They're not paying attention to nothing. They're reading some historical documents or facts that are outdated and completely obsolete on so many different levels. We have to start thinking in the terms 2020. We are being assaulted with every kind of concept out there. So we get back to the vaccines, because I told Chris I would plug his link. It's a vaccine indoctrination. There's a link here, www.change.org, Canada, a list of Canadians against mandatory vaccinations. Look, you don't have to sign any lists, but you need to be aware of whatever. If you want to sign a list, sign it. If you don't, you don't. But be aware that in Canada, okay, they're coming after us from Moncton to BC. And I don't give a shit if you're a liberal, conservative, NDP, or in between. I don't give a shit what your gender bender is. Don't care. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. I do not care. This is an assault on our bloodlines. This is an assault on our blood genes, our genetic code, our DNA. This is also an assault using technology, because everything now is nano-delivered. And they could be implementing chips, which we've read and I've talked about in other shows. So we need to wake up, and we need to put a boot to these pharmaceutical companies and have them regulated to death. I mean, regulate them to death, just like the insurance companies have regulated us to death. They should be regulated as well. They should be both of them should be regulated right out of the country. Because the bullshit that they have propagated on us and this forced horseshit that they want us to believe in these lies, it's incredible. So we need to at least have that knowledge and start saying no. I mean, we used to say no when something was bad. This stuff is bad. We should be saying no. There is no benefit to having your child's genetic code altered, having your child having a third set of genetics. Two's enough. We don't have to have your child injected with aborted babies or cow parts, pig parts, sheep parts, monkey parts. This is an abomination. That's what it boils down to, an abomination. Some of you don't know what that means. Something so bad that it would even piss God off. How's that? Simplest way to put it, I think. Something so bad and so evil and so corrupt that it would even piss God off. That's an abomination. That would probably be the simplest definition I can give you. And perhaps we should have the same kind of ire that the Almighty has when it comes to this kind of bullshit. Just a thought. And maybe we should be saying no, to these things. And if you're that stupid, seriously, if you're that stupid that you say, well, I'm going to have my kid vaccinated anyway, I think you should get the vaccine. I think you should go to the doctor. I think you should roll up your arm and bend over and drop your pants and let them plug you in the ass with the syringe. And let you feel the wrath of the tech. Then when you're sicker than a frickin' dog and your brain is all fried and you can't think straight and you can't even, your body's not working properly and you're in such agonizing pain, then perhaps you might get it. Because I think before anybody vaccinates their child as a parent, if you are a real parent and not just some sperm donor or some container or containment, to carry a child for 9 months, just a gestation chamber, if you're not just a gestation chamber or a sperm donor, then perhaps if you really are a parent and you really believe this bullshit, maybe you should step up to the plate and protect your family. But if all you are is a sperm donor in a gestation chamber, it ain't gonna matter. Ain't gonna matter. So anyway, I'm pointing this out. I figure, what the heck, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound, and this is where we are. So anyway, check out the site, www.change.org. Give it a go to see what goes on. We got all kinds of things. Bottled water company admits to putting arsenic in drinking water. Can you believe this? Where is the FDA on that one, eh? Or where is the Health Protection Branch? Where are they? Oh, I know. They're getting paid by the drug companies to look the other way. But take a vitamin that might help your health. Oh, the FDA is all over that one. Ooh. Codex, oh no, you can't take that. Oh, that herb might help you fight cancer. Oh, that herb might help you get strong again. Oh, wait, no, you can't have unpasteurized milk. No, what are you drinking that for? That'll make you healthy. No, drink the pasteurized shit that we got over there. This will give you sick. We need you sick. We need you loaded with cancer. We need you loaded with autoimmune disorders. We need you to get nano-infected. We need you to hook up to your cell phone so when the cell phone connects to you, you're not one with the phone. Some of you might say it's a little far-fetched what I'm saying. Perhaps you should do the research. You might find it ain't so far-fetched, and we're not living anymore in Kansas. And this is not the Twilight Zone. This is the hell zone we're in. The shithole we call the Earth that has been turned into an experimental lab. And guess what? You're the guinea pig. And the only way to get healthy here in this shithole is by not eating the shit that they tell you. Find out what's healthy, grow it yourself, or if you can't do that, learn how to neutralize what you're dealing with. I had another clown write me an email. I couldn't believe this guy. This guy was so space, the final frontier. I found out where that is. It's between people's ears. Gotta tell you, you know, when you try to explain the concept of nano poisoning and nanoparticulates in the air and in the land and in the water, somehow that doesn't compute. But when you read something that's historical where a guy used XYZ and you try to explain it, that XYZ doesn't work anymore like it used to because its genetic code has been corrupted by a technology which now may have neutralized the effect of these things. And now all it's doing is poisoning you. That concept, bingo. So I wrote this guy a letter or an email and I told him pretty precisely what I just basically said. I was a little bit more graphic and a lot more colorful in my language, because he's written me now 6 or 7 times, and the last one I basically said, well, I'll try it again, because the other times must have came out in Swahili. Obviously it didn't come out in English. I thought I was typing in English. I read English when I read the email, but apparently it looked Swahili to him. So I went over it again and I further broke it down into more detail. I even wrote it down in kindergarten language. Some people that I'm affiliated with, and I send these emails out so that everybody can see what's going on and where people are at. You cannot listen to a lot of people today who are still stuck on yesteryear's ideas, because a lot of these stuff from yesteryear's ideas are not going to apply today, and you're going to find that a lot of those things are no longer going to work like they used to because of the fact we are now dealing with things today that have been completely altered. They're now talking about putting nano in not only the food supply in the earth, but feeding it to the cattle. So eventually, the food supply we're going to have isn't going to be fit to eat on any level. Right now, the animals can filter out a lot of things that we're eating. But the fruit and vegetables cannot be filtered. They are full on, fully loaded, right to the DNA. You cannot clean that out. The only thing you can do is juice and then filter out the nanos after you juice it. This is the unfortunate reality we're living in today. I didn't make the game. I didn't make the rules. I'm just reporting on the progress. That's all it is. When you look at, I got another one here. the mechanisms of genotoxicity of nanomaterials. This is going to give you an idea, a really good idea, and I got clean documents, so if you want a clean document, let me know, send me an email, I'll send you a clean document. I cleaned up all that other crap that they have on this one. When you read the details and how bad this stuff reacts with you and alters your genetic code, you're going to start putting two and two together, I hope. Companies throwing arsenic in water. Canada trying to force a vaccination by downplaying the dangers of vaccines. The United Nations saying that vaccines are dangerous. What is going on? AI and artificial intelligence. Now listen to this. Artificial intelligence is designing xenobots. Artificial life form robots. Artificial intelligence is designing this. This should have everybody up in arms. Should everybody up in arms. But most of you don't even get what a xenobot is. That's how far behind so many people are. Others are getting caught up, and a lot are getting caught up. But when you're sharing these shows to a lot of people, a lot of them don't have a clue. They don't have a clue at all. And they should. We're in 2020. This is what's going on in 2020. This has been going on for the last 20 years. It is at a stage now where a operating system can now design these things. Artificial intelligence, let me reiterate, is not under anybody's control. Zero. It is a self-operating, self-programming system. When the military released it 7 to 8, well actually about 9 years ago now, when they gave it the ability to upgrade itself and program itself without any interference from any programmer, the first upgrade it did, they didn't know why it did it, didn't know what it did, and said it would take 25 years, 24/7, to figure it out. If anybody today, any country today, Israel or Russia or the United States or England or France, Germany, whatever, is going to say that they have AI under control, China, they're full of shit. Nobody has this thing under control. This is rhetoric they're telling the general population to maybe keep them from being panicked. And your AI networks operate everything. Your hydro, your bills, your hotel rates, airplane rates, stock markets, banking systems, everything. So I've talked to some of the programmers and again some of the programs. I couldn't believe how behind they were on this. They had no idea. Zero. Okay, and if you are a programmer and you're still thinking this archaic thing that we can't control AI, why don't you go look at JTalk AI is killing us and some of the stuff he done, and why don't you go look at some of the stuff that DARPA is doing, just to show you how wrong you are and how antiquated your little programming language is. We have been given the snow job from hell, I gotta tell you, on a lot of things, you know. And again, it's going to be up to you. The only way out of this mess, seriously, the only way out is two things. We help each other get through it. I for one, believe in the living God. I mean, that's the only way really we have out on this. I don't see any other option. The biblical prophecies of the past have talked about these kind of things that are going to be happening today. The way they worded it, we didn't understand the wording. Now I can see some of the things that they're saying and how they said what they said and how it relates to today. Like I was talking to another guy from New York, and we were talking about Genesis. And I said, Genesis is the book of genetics. He says, yeah, I agree. I said, but when you look at the creation itself, and when you start looking at the book of Genesis, and you look at how God spoke a word, that's a frequency. Let there be. And the universe was formed. Let there be. The sun hung up in space. Let there be. There was a planet. That's all frequencies. And each frequency created the content that God had said. When the Bible says the voice of God walked through the garden, that is frequency. It doesn't say God did, the voice did. When you see that Jesus himself said, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and not doubt, it shall be done for you. Now, that's a frequency. I truly don't know how to access it. I mean, it sounds pretty straightforward and simple, but sometimes you see results, sometimes you don't. I have no idea why. There's no specifics with it, other than just to believe. And a lot of us have moved major mountains in our lives because of our faith, not because of our mind, not because of our special gifts we have. It's because of what we believe. So when we look at, I'm just trying to think which verse it is, John 14:6, he said he was the door. No man can come unto the Father except through him. That's telling you that he is the frequency that we need to access in order to get to the Father or get to the Creator. So, I mean, it's pretty, to me, it's pretty straightforward, straight cut. Other people have a hard time with that, and that's cool too. And again, there's no judgment there. You go with what you can handle. But I always tell everybody, you know, maybe you should read the Gospels, start seeing what Jesus actually had to say. When you look at the fact he turned water into wine, that was frequency. When you saw him bringing back the dead, that was frequency. You know, I mean, God knew what frequency to use to do what needs to be done. We, on the other hand, are brain dead. We don't have that capacity. We have the capacity, but we don't have the know-how. That's the problem. That's really the problem. The capacity is there, but the know-how is another story. So when you look at some of the things, I mean, when Jesus was able to walk on the water, that's frequency. You know, so, I mean, it's one way of looking at it. I'm not saying it's the only way, but it's one way of looking at it. And I'm trying to throw a different angle on it. You know, you can call it God power, you can call it whatever you will, call it spirit, but it's still a frequency. So when we're looking at these things, and I always say to everybody, you know, you don't have to believe what I believe, and that's cool, and I have no problem with that. None. Zero. You know, choice is all yours, no matter how you look at it. But that's the only options I see out. Us helping each other, creating a more perfect union, and believing in the living God. That's the only other option I see out. Because where it's going, the demonics we're dealing with today, and all this infiltration with all these New Age bullshit ideas and these universal conscious ideas, they're not solving nothing. They're just another religion keeping you trapped in a circle, stuck on this shithole. And I don't know about you, but I, for one, I'm already ready to go. We were meant to evolve to something far more than what this is. Okay, and I believe the wake-up calls that were going on today is has been designed, to wake us out of the slavery. We've been slaves. We're still slaves. And when Jesus said his son, whom the Son set free is free indeed, what is he freeing us from? Some say it's sin. Yeah, probably more, for sure. Sin is, because sin enslaves us. Sin keeps us in the sin of, entrapped in slavery. You know. But on the same token, he's saying he's the door. So basically, he's the way. So when we're talking all these things that I'm talking and directing, again, it may sound religious. It's not. To be honest with you, it's not religious. If anything, if you were to look at those, if you were to look at the Gospels and you read the Gospels, you would see the frequencies evolve. Even the Sermon on the Mount, when you read, you know, blessed are those, that's all frequency. That's all frequency. When you sit there and look at those things, you know, it's how you perceive what you read. If you read things from a religious perspective, you ain't going nowhere. You're just going to go in a circle, just like those Hebrews did back in the day. They walked 40 years in a fractal for 40 years. They went nowhere because they were stuck on religion and legalities. They couldn't find their way if you drew a map to it. But anyway, pointing this out because we are in the situation today where this planet is becoming consumed with such evil, it's not even funny. Okay, another Aramak, he put out a document, a beautiful document, Attack on Mankind and What You Can Do. He compiled a lot of different data, and I would encourage everybody to look at it. It's really good. It's well done, super well done. Take a look at it. Check out all the information he put on there. I think he did a fine job. And for those of you who are targeted, and for those of you who've been assaulted and inflicted with nano poisoning and other nano assaults, I think you may find this is going to go a long way in helping you out and helping you recover from the assault that you're dealing with. There's a lot of information that he got from myself and from Brian 396. So you got the best of both worlds, really. So if something I'm giving you doesn't work, maybe what Brian has might. If something Brian is giving you doesn't work, then perhaps what I'm giving you might. So you have those options. That's why we went the way we did. That's how we did what we did, so that you would have an option. Option A and option B, depending on how you, which option you go with first. But check it out. I think it's well done. I think he mentions the frequency there with prayer. Might not be a bad idea. For those of you who don't pray, having a one-on-one with the Great One may not be a bad concept. Just my opinion. Now, you also want... I mean, this week has been something else. Dementia shoes. Can you imagine that? They want to put a homing device in people with dementia, so when they walk around, you can find and locate them. I think it's a great idea that you would think of something like that, like a homing device. But this is a frequency device. It's firing on a high bandwidth, and you're putting this in their shoes. I mean, seriously. Seriously. It's not a good idea. Again, what are we doing to their DNA? They've already got brain damage. Do we want to make it worse? So again, you know, like I said, when you see some of these things, initially they sound like a good idea, but when you break them down, and you really got to break things down today, you might find that it may not be what it's cracked up to being. You know, you ever watch those infomercials on television? Oh, we got the latest and greatest, most fantastical thing here. Well, we can cook a chicken now in 3 minutes, no microwave, boom, it's done, cooked, and, you know, you cut the thing and it's cackling, you know. Cock-a-doodle-doo! You know, they've always got some kind of device. And it looks really innocent, looks really good, until you start reading the components and begin to realize, wow, this is another way of firing a frequency, another tracking device. You know, don't need these things. When we're looking at soy, it's amazing. The government is now saying that soy is toxic. Can you believe this? Oh, it only took, what, 50, 60 years? I guess better late than never. Soy is toxic. Wow. Where have I heard that before? Like I said, you really have to. I mean, this is the crazy thing. This is the crazy thing. They have been admonishing certain things that are safe, good for you, good for, they're great for you. You know, they told us in the 50s that saturated fat was toxic for you, could clog your arteries, cause all kinds of problems. And then that changed to where it should have been, that the saturated fats are actually good for you. They can keep you healthy, keep you alive longer. Then all of a sudden, some of the doctor gurus got out and said, oh no, it's good, bad for you, and there's new studies and blah, blah, blah. Then everybody sends me these emails. What are we to believe? I always say, doctors don't know their ass from a hole in the ground when it comes to nutrition. And I stand by it. You've only had, like, what, 2 hours of training? And you're going to listen to these people that get on the radio or on the YouTube and say, oh, whatever. And just because they've been doing something for a long period of time, if they're still spewing the same bullshit they spewed 30, 40, 50 years ago, that means they haven't learned a damn thing. Nothing. Now, and I also, somebody told me this week, I think it was this week, that in the bodybuilding industry now, they're now saying that soy is not estrogenic. You got to be kidding me, you know. And I'm sure they got some guys posing with all these big muscles hanging, and they're on steroids, and they got these biceps that are about 24 inches, and they got a, you know, 28-inch waist, and they got these thunder thighs, these genetic, you know, anomalies, using chemistry to build their bodies. Selling everybody on the idea. And you know why they're doing this? Because it's cost to get a good whey-based protein, a good whey protein that doesn't have any shit in it, is expensive. It's expensive to make, and you got to have, and the markup is high. So when everybody else's markup is low because they're selling an inferior whey-based product, they have to lower their prices as well in order to compete But as a result, their profit margins are also lower because what it costs them to make that product as opposed to buying products that have soy lecithin and other soy-based products in their garbage, they can now sell it cheaper because they got a cheap filler. And if they're adding a soy protein powder or pea protein powder or rice protein, we're mixing whey with protein and spirulina because these are the proteins of proteins and they're going to be such a protein, you know, and we're going to protein you. You know, what winds up happening is you eat the shit, you have a hormonal change that's going on in your body, a genetic change that's going on in your body, and your system, your digestive system starts to collapse. Your digestive system starts to cave, you wind up with gas, can't shake the gas, your colon gets messed up because you're eating these inferior proteins. And then all of a sudden now, you guys can't get erected like you used to. As a matter of fact, your erections become flaccid, weak. You know, the moment you make penetration, it goes down to nothing. And your heart, you're having heart problems, prostate problems. That's because of the estrogens in these foods. Pea protein, rice protein, soy protein, hemp protein, all garbage. I wouldn't even feed them to a pig. Well, I might feed peas to a pig, but I'm not going to eat the pig. You know, I don't eat pig anyway. But these are foods nobody should be eating. They're genetically engineered, they're loaded with glyphosates and atrazine, God knows what else, nanosilver, nanosilica, chemtrails, smart sensors, smart bots, smart particles, you know, and you want to eat this stuff. This is what blows me away. But you will watch a cartoon of some jackass looking like he's all muscle-bound Hercules or whatever, and fall for the fact that this guy is telling you he's eating soy, he's a vegan, he can lift all this shit. I have trained people. I got news for you. Vegans will not hold a candle against a meat eater or somebody who eats a good deal of fat. And even when you see the muscles between the two and the density of the muscles between the two and the power that they put out there, I have yet to see a vegan break any records, real legitimate records, in weight training or weightlifting. Paul Anderson was probably one of the strongest men in America, drank 2 gallons of milk, real milk, unpasteurized milk, straight from a cow's tit into the jug, into a mug, and he drank 2 gallons of that. The guy was able to lift 6,000 pounds off the floor. Let's see a vegan do that. Let's see a vegan do that. And the reports have been, any athlete who has gone vegan has retired within a year after they go vegan. Their bodies can't heal or repair. Wow, that says a lot about that diet. And then we see vegans saying, well, I'm on 25 different vitamins and I'm taking shots because my body's become totally depleted from eating soy and pea and rice and all this, but I'm not gonna give it up. Shows you they got brain damage. And now they're saying that soy's bad for you. How many vegans are gonna, oh, no, can't, don't tell me soy's bad. No, please, no. I love my tofu. It gave me my man boobs. Say it ain't so. Oh my gosh, sometimes. Anyway, I've been at this game for a long time. I gotta tell you, the more I dig and the more I see things, these are things that, you know, I've been spending most of my time with artificial intelligence and nano, and then when I see things happening with artificial intelligence with some of these gurus and things, you know, and they say some of the stupid shit they said, oh, the truth trap, like, are you seriously kidding me? You know, if the guy hasn't been hacked, then he's been hacked somewhere else. You know, gotta wake up. Gotta recognize the fact that we have an artificial intelligence floating around here. We gotta sustain the sobriety on this. You know, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. You know, the more you work with nanobiology, nanobiotech, do the research, The more you see where it leads to artificial intelligence, the more you see the connections between the two, AI now making xenobots, that is scary, scary stuff. You got a machine that can outthink us on every level, can make a designer DNA operating robot, which can now go into your bloodstream. Imagine that. They've been dumping this shit on us for how long? How much of that is already floating around in your bloodstream? You know, AI design. Talking about weaponry here. When you see them speaking in terms of, oh, this is going to make it better. Better drug delivery methods. Why do I want to even take drugs in the first place? I don't want to take any drug. I don't want any machine crawling through my body. I don't want any machine integrating with my DNA. And if I've got a machine in my system, I want it out. Okay? That's how you should be thinking. Oh, I can get better drugs. Wow, I can nano delivery. Oh, better access. Woohoo! Where do you think these fentanyl and these other drugs are almost immediately addictive? How do you think that is working? Because you got this kind of technology taking it now into the genetic code, which is the operating system, and now the DNA is activating the operating system, so now your body has to have it. Because it's been now introduced into the program. Because you have a DNA structure entangled into your genetic code and your DNA and possibly your chromosomes is now telling your body that it needs to feed on this stuff. And you can't, and very difficult to break that off unless you can fry that tech out of the body or draw it out. Same thing with these benzos. These benzos again are now utilizing nano delivery method, which is now basically integrating into the area of the brain that's for the brain to produce its own chemistry. Shut it off. Like I said, you need to start understanding the nature of the word. This is all ass backward wording. Oh, it's going to make it better for us to access the body. It's going to make us better access to reprogram the brain. I don't want my brain reprogrammed, not by a machine. I don't want my brain reprogrammed by the propaganda that the government or some pharmaceutical company or some university has decided for me that this is how I should think. Chuck U. Farley on that one. There goes the concept of freedom of thinking. Okay, freedom of thoughts. Now, they're also having an AI system. They already got it operating in BC, where they've got the system like that one movie that, starred in, where they could tell the future that you're going to commit a crime. They're already using that kind of technology in BC. This is more and more taking away your rights. As long as you're the robot they want to control, as long as you're the robot that's spewing the program, you're okay. And if they decide to take away your resources, you're not going to say no because you want to fit in. You want to be part of that gestalt. You want to comply. You don't want to say no. That would require free thinking. Or I shouldn't say free thinking. Let me rephrase that. Independent thinking. That would be a better term. Because my thoughts aren't necessarily free. But I do have the capacity to think independently. I don't have to follow somebody because they said something that I should agree with. You know, I can think for myself. I can think and decide what I want to do or how I want to think or how I want to do things based on what I think is the way to do it. Okay. That is so revolutionary today and so radical today. You have no idea. And I'm saying this now to the generation from the 50s and 60s, because we came from a generation where the concept of freedom of speech and the right to have freedom of speech was undeniable. Today, they don't know what that is. They think their idea of freedom of speech is to say the same programming language that the artificial intelligence has programmed them to say through their cell phone. That's what they think is freedom of speech. Oh. Unbelievable. If our ancestors who fought in these world wars were alive today to see what they fought for, I think there would have been a revolution back in those days, and I think they would have killed every administrator, politician, leader of whatever government of Europe as well as America. They would have ended that whole fiasco if they knew really what they were fighting for. That the change that they were making wasn't for a better world, but for a more controlled one. A more leashed up one. Remember that war with Germany? No, the one that America started, one that America used Germany as a proxy to fight. Remember that war? That was the war that's supposed to end all wars. Remember that? The war to end all wars. And yet there are over 130 wars going on every day. And how many have America involved, or Canada, or different parts of Europe? Russia. That's what I mean. You gotta really evaluate what you're hearing. What that should have said, this is the war to begin all wars. That would have been more the truth. Anyway, I'm winding it down now, and I want to point out, again, I mentioned of Errol Mack, Yanni there, he, like I said, did that Attack on Mankind, which you can do. He's also got a link. And actually he presents videos on his link, so go support him. You got Brian 396 Nano Assembly videos, and you got his dad in research on the different links here, so check them out. Photos at google.com and www.minds.com. Check them out, support him any way you can. Then you've got me as an augmented force, a place where you got alternatives to the alternatives. Vids to the alternatives are the YouTube channels. I've got the pod at independence.podbean. I've also got the do-it-yourself on the BitChute channel, so go check out the BitChute channel. And then today someone sent me an email on where'd it go? Oh wait, I know where I put it. And there was another site, another herbalist put it up. It's on here as well. He decided to take some of the information from my site and then just transfer it over, which is cool. So you'll see that there, herbalist at selenitepluscom. Check him out. He's got a forum there. Again, giving them a plug. Check and give them a go. Anybody that's really doing something legit or trying to do something legit, I try to support and push. So again, you know, I'm not trying to, blow anybody out. And again, www.change.org. Again, Chris has got this thing going with the vaccines. He's been fighting this for a long time. He's on the know on this. So again, check out these places. Support any of them any way you can. Anybody that's doing something, I think, should get supported. So do what you can, any way you can. Like I said, if it's even one penny, as Jesus said, you gave all you have because that's all you had, that's cool. And again, I'm not saying I want everything you got. And if you're hard done by, you're struggling just to get a meal on your table, don't need your money. But you can share the information. You can share the information. Share it with anybody you know. Doesn't have to be just with your network. Share it with just anybody. Here, check this site out. Check this guy out. Check Brian. Brian's got some interesting photos. Check out this guy. Aramac has got a good thing going on his channel. Oh, you got Tony. He's got a website. Stuff like that. Share the information. Alrighty. Listen, we're done here now. Check out the sites. Support who you can. Till the next segment, to your health. Stay healthy, stay awake, stay aware. Don't allow yourself the luxury of being deceived by anything, anybody. If you get hit with an assault from artificial intelligence, okay, and it's taking you a couple of days to process it, just remember, it is processing you in those couple of days. So once you understand that you've been hit, then start asking the question, who hit you, why did it hit you, and why is it hitting you where it hit you? Why is it in that arena? That will go a long way in shutting that down. Once it's aware that you're aware, it's a game changer. All right. Take care. To the next show.